Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
This is The Bert Show.
So it has been well documented. I have well documented on this show that I have this dream to catch a marlin. All right.
Lifelong dream, right?
Lifelong. I think, you know, like back in the eighth grade or whatever, when you're, you get your book list from an English teacher and you're supposed to read all these classic novels. One that I wrote, I read was Old Man and the Sea.
Mm-hmm.
Ernest Hemingway.
Mm-hmm.
Great book. And at that point, I was just like, I want to live that for one day. I want to catch that marlin. I want to fight with it for hours. I want it to go all night. I want my hands to be bloody. This is what I want, man. So I've had this dream my whole life to catch a marlin. And I'd say I have been in pursuit of this thing now. I mean, I read that book in the eighth grade, so when I could start doing vacations myself. So probably 20 years ago. 20
wow.
years ago, probably. I've been going deep sea fishing now and trying to catch a marlin. And I am the world's worst fisherman. And on these deep sea fishing charters, if you've never been on one, really all you do is you get on the boat and the crew does everything for you. You don't even have to be good at it because they do everything. They bait your hook. They throw it out into the water. When the fish starts running, they put you into a seat, allegedly, and they put the pole basically between your legs and lock you in, and then you fight with that fish. So you don't even have to be good at it in order to catch a fish.
I should say, really, if you're not catching it, isn't it their fault? I mean, they're the bad fishermen, right? Not you.
You would say so, right?
You got to take the boat to where the fish are. They don't even do that. Pff, not your fault.
You'd say that that's probably the truth if it didn't happen to you three times. But we're talking about 20 times now, probably. And I'm trying not to overhype the number, but I probably have gone on 20 different fishing trips and never been close to catching this thing.
So and disappointing.
And I'd say in those 20 fishing trips, I've probably caught 5 fish. Anything. Wahoo. Grouper.
A trout.
Tuna. Trout. 5. Probably. 5. So I'm jinxed when it comes to fishing. Been to Costa Rica. Did Cabo San Lucas. These are all like sport fishing capitals of the world, right? Venezuela. You can't jump in the water in Venezuela without scraping your ass on a blue marlin's fin.
And these charter trips are like hours and hours at sea, right?
They're at least 4 or 5 hours, and they cost a lot of money. So Stacey and I were trying to figure out over the weekend the calculation of how much time and money I've spent on this thing.
Oh, Lord.
We're probably into a week out of my life now and thousands of dollars trying to catch a big fish. So I was in Key Largo this weekend for a friend's birthday party, and I thought, you know what? Let's give this thing another shot. I'm down here in Florida.
Wow.
This is it.
The Keys
is my own country.
Another one of those deep sea fishing capitals of the world. Isla Morada, Marathon, Key Largo, Key West. That's where you go to catch these big marlin, right? So as luck would have it, two of the guys at the party had sport fishing boats, and they were going out Saturday morning. Two
okay.
of them. So they make the announcement Friday night at one of our cocktail parties. Hey, whoever wants to go fishing tomorrow morning, you got to be up at 7 a.m., but we're going to get out there at 8. We're going to catch fish tomorrow. There's sailfish running right now, maybe a marlin. For sure, we're catching something.
So you don't have to. This is good because you don't have to write a check this time.
That's what Stacey's feeling on it was also, right? But getting up at 7 in the morning on a Saturday morning when we have to normally get up at 3:15. I'm like on the fence about it. Well, Stacy gets up at 6 on Saturday morning, and she can't fall back asleep. So she's like, hey, let's go on this sport fishing trip. Let's go ahead. You're going to catch that fish. Today's the day. Today is the day. Get up. So I did. We both got up, and there are two boats going out, right? There's one with me and four other guys on it. There's another boat going out with like six people, right?
Did Stacy go on your boat or the one with the other guys?
She went out on my boat. So there's me, Stacy, a couple other dudes. So we go in one direction, the other boat goes the other direction, right?
Oh no.
Oh, Lord.
Don't, no. This is just getting sad.
Oh, no. I have a feeling I know where this
is
going.
So we are, I mean, we're going way out there, man. I mean, way out. It felt like it took an hour, maybe hour 15, hour and a half to get out there. And as soon as we stop, the captain's cell phone starts ringing.
Oh, no.
And no.
He gets a call from the other
boat.
Shut
up! Shut up!
No.
Oh my God, we just got a sailfish! Now, sailfish are as difficult to bring in as blue marlin. So the blue marlin is the sexier fish, but a sailfish is something really
big deal.
It's a really big deal. So, I mean, we
just
stopped.
Are those the
stopped.
Ones that, like, mount over their mantles?
Those and marlins. But they jump out of the water. They fight hard. I mean, it's the same experience as a marlin. So, I mean, as soon as we stop the boat, we get the first call from the other boat saying, we got one in the boat already. I'm like, man, I'm happy for them, but I'm thinking, you know what? If it's happening for them, they're not too much further away than we are. It's going to happen for us. Man, if we aren't driving around and trolling around for 3 hours and our captain's phone is blowing up the entire time. Three kingfish, three sailfish, and a shark for the other boat. Not one
what?
Nibble.
No.
Not
nothing.
One nibble for our boat.
What was the determining factor on who got on which boat? Like, was there...
It was just a random basic lottery. Like, I got on one boat because it was going out right then. The other people had to drive to their other boat before it was going to take off, and I'm like... That's going to be another hour before they're in the water, so I'm just going on this one right here. Not a bite! Not one bite!
No,
4 hours!
No fish. Zero fish.
I was telling the guys on the ship that I
God.
Never catch fish, and they
don't
almost
tell
took
them
it as a challenge.
They'll throw you overboard.
They took it as a challenge. They're like, you know what? I'll tell you what. You're going home with something today. So they redid whatever they did to the lines and the hooks, and we went bottom fishing. And that's like, I mean... The fish that are on the bottom of the ocean are hungry all the time. They will eat everything. We dropped two lines, stayed an hour bottom fishing. Not one fish!
Nothing!
Oh, nothing. Oh.
Nothing again!
That's unbelievable.
It really is a tremendous streak.
You're a fish repellent.
Totally.
We need to bring somebody come in with some kind of herb or some kind of burning stick.
Yes.
And like cleanse you.
They need
some
to
kind of
you.
New fishing mojo.
Something. We need to cleanse something that's going on with you.
I have
some
put
sort
in
of
my
like
time.
Voodoo priestess or something. Somebody to come in.
Mm-hmm. Now, my next shot.
It's a hex.
In 4 weeks, I'm going down to Costa Rica. That's my next shot.
We got to do this before
then. Do it
then.
Before.
Yes. Who we got to have somebody in studio to do
it. I don't know who.
Who do you call for something like that?
There are people that cleanse homes to ward spirits out of homes and everything. There are plenty of people out there that can do something
bring
to
bring you new energy.
Do something for you.
I mean, I'm watching boats all around us. They're bringing in boats, and I can hear them saying, this is the best day of our lives!
See.
And I've got zero.
And you have hate in your heart.
I mean, other boats, that's I'm watching so. The guys sweat, and they're like passing the pole from one guy to the other because it's taking too mm-hmm. long to get the fish in. Not our boat.
This ends here. This ends here. Costa Rica is going to be a fresh start
Maybe
for you.
Maybe you should get hypnotized.
What's that going to do?
This is The Bird Show.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now. Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you. They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's F-O-R HERS.com/BERT. ForHERS.com/BERT. Weightless by HERS is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit ForHERS.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
It's the Burt Show.
So Jeff is heading on out to L.A. Pretty exciting.
Yeah, I am leaving tomorrow after the show, and I actually have a couple things going on out there, which it's kind of like the when it rains, it pours philosophy, which is really weird. But a couple years ago, I just had an idea, and I think, you know, we're all creative people in here, so I just had some ideas for TV shows and concepts for TV shows. And so I wrote them all down, like, in one paragraph form and had them, like, saved in a file on my computer, and then randomly encountered someone who has associations with, you know, TV and said, hey, what's the next step? What do I do? It's certainly nothing I need to do, you know, to make a living off of, although there was a time a couple weeks ago when I was thinking, really should have moved that along faster. But I said, you know, what's the next step? And he said, well, let me see him and I'll, you know, I can ask around. So this is literally like 18 months ago. So
now, is this person somebody well connected in the TV industry in LA?
They're not well connected, but they just know, they know people who know people type of thing. Like every, and you know, the thing with LA, honestly, is everybody knows somebody who knows somebody. Like,
of course.
You go to LA and within 15 minutes you can find somebody who's assistant. Or, you know, whose cousin is the assistant to the woman who's the assistant to Tom Cruise. That type of thing.
And so, sometimes they really are.
Right. Which is the... which
That's which, the surprising part when they really do know what they're doing.
In my case, that's what ended up happening. Like, I knew this person kind of well, fairly well. They're, I know him through college, through Syracuse University. So I knew they had some success out there in Hollywood and L.A. So I said, and we were talking randomly. I didn't pursue it. I just said, what's the next step? And he goes, well, send them to me, and I'll circulate it around. So I sent it to him, and then...
At that point, I'm sorry to interrupt, but at that point, are you afraid that your ideal will get ripped off?
No, not really, because it was never anything real to me.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I was like, if they sit in a folder on my computer forever, then nothing will ever come to it.
Mm-hmm.
If I email it... Like, my honest-to-goodness thinking when it happened was, if I email it out to somebody and it gets circulated around, and then 2 years later that show, one of those shows appears, and it's, then I have the email that I sent.
Right.
And I, you know, I could have a lawsuit. But I watched a friend of mine try to get stuff on TV, and I've seen it happen a couple times, and it just doesn't. It's such a slow-moving process.
It's more involved than I think a lot of people think.
It's so competitive, too. Everybody has a great idea, right?
Right. So so I had these, and it was a Word document with these paragraphs, and I sent it out. And then, like, 30 days later, a random person sends me an email and says, hey, I received your stuff from a person that I didn't know. So it had worked its way around to somebody. And would you be willing to expand on... And there were, I think there were like 10 ideas. Would you be willing to expand on 5 of them? And I need you to write a treatment for these 5 of them. And a treatment is basically a 2 or 3 page piece of paper that says a description, a more detailed description of the idea. It's, think of it as a book report for a TV show type of thing.
Who, what, where, when, why, how.
Right. So they said, will you write treatments? So I got on the internet and I Googled and I looked up people, and there's people who write treatments for a living. So I hired one of those as an editor. I wanted to write them myself, and I worked on it. And I honestly, I took my time because it was still, you know, out Q100s, you know, full-time job. And I never thought it would be a real thing. So I wrote the treatments and I sent those out, and that was a year ago, and I sent those out and had like phone calls back and forth and questions and all this other stuff. And then within the past, since December 1st, a little bit since middle of November, because it was right around my birthday, I got a phone call from somebody saying, hey, these are on my desk. There are three concepts that have your name on them. We want to talk to you about these. And in the past 8 weeks, that's gone from noodling around ideas to potential producers. And
wow,
like
awesome.
there was a time during the retirement where I'm like, holy crap, I might move to LA.
Wow.
Because, but I, again, I've watched this happen with other people, and right.
There's a lot of excitement and momentum, mm-hmm. and then it slows
nothing
down.
Nothing goes anywhere.
So you said three of the 10 are now being
three of the
considered?
10 are on someone's desk. And then what is, so then what has happened in the past 3 weeks or so is I'm flying out there, and on Friday morning, I'm sitting in a room at a television studio.
Cool.
As the creator of these three concepts, mm-hmm. with producers and development people.
Awesome.
And are
awesome.
And writers. Uh-huh. And we're sitting around and we're so just cool. talking about the ideas.
Mm-hmm.
And then
are they reality?
No.
They're not reality
Thank
at all.
God.
Are they sitcoms?
They're real written. Like there was reality shows. Ones in the bunch.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But they're real.
Any based on radio?
Yeah.
Yeah.
One of
awesome.
So many characters
cool.
in radio.
How cool.
I love that.
So they say, and then it only became real to me last week when they sent me, and I should have brought it in. It is a 40-page thick confidentiality document.
Wow.
It's now in a 3-ring binder.
Which you obviously haven't signed yet.
No, I've signed it. I know exactly what I can say and not say, I hope. Mm-hmm. And so that's been signed and sent back. They pay you for signing that.
Wow. Really?
Yep. So you, I have that. That's done. And then basically what happens is I sit in a meeting and they talk about it and we talk about it together. And
cool.
See if anything really...
And then if that happens, they could decide right there that they want to pursue the concept, which means then they write me a check to buy the right to pursue the concept.
That's awesome.
And that could happen Friday.
All right. Let's say best case scenario, they take an idea, they want to run with it, they buy the rights from you. Do you know the time frame between that meeting and when it might ever show up?
Only because I have another friend who is pursuing a reality mm-hmm. aspect of television. And I mean, his dragged out for 18 months and then nothing came of it.
Wow.
So they have the rights to it, but if something else comes in front of them before, uh-huh. right.
That's awesome.
Yeah. That's cool. Exciting, dude.
And
yes,
I got to say
now,
that
if they... Sorry. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, I'm hopeful the fact that Hollywood actually picked, you know, written either sitcoms or dramas or what over the reality. Mm-hmm.
One of them is a Hills-esque, like it's a drama based on a real situation.
Uh-huh.
That is, that they're looking at.
Cool.
That's so neat. And if they buy it from you, do you get to stay involved on the creative side?
Absolutely.
Oh, that's even cooler.
And I can do it. That's great. I can do it from Atlanta, because then when they said you want to come out, I'm like, well, I got to let you know I'm employed now. Like, I can't leave Atlanta. Mm-hmm. I'm not going anywhere. And they're like, well, that's fine. We can do, I mean, all the Skype and everything. You can do writers'
Good
meetings and all that stuff. And I'm like, bring it.
Good for you for getting out of
the show. If the show about radio actually makes it, you may have more people in here pissed at you than love you, because we'll be watching the show going, wait a minute.
But you know what? We can't be, because we'll go tell all our friends, well, that was actually based on me. I don't know if you knew that or not. But, you know.
Good for you, man. So you leave awesome. Tomorrow.
So I'm leaving Wednesday, and then I have a meeting actually on Thursday that's completely unrelated to that. And then on Friday, then Thursday night, I fly into L.A., and Friday morning is the meetings. And they said... I said, what's the timeline? They're like, well, here's when you want to be here on Friday, and I wouldn't make any plans Friday or Saturday.
Awesome.
Good for you.
That's fantastic.
All right,
we'll let you know Monday morning when he gets back how it went.
Here, Bird Show.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why weight loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. forhers.com/Burt. Weight loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus terms and conditions apply.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/Scorecard Plus for details.
The Burt Show.
Am I explaining this right? Because it really is the way to apologize without apologizing.
Well, I think it's
you still
just,
get credit for it.
We talk about coward's apology. Yeah, I think it's people who have been cowardly about apologizing for something they should have done face to face. So, you know, why not let us help you do it? So just call us and we'll help you make that apology to somebody.
And our bet is if you tell us about it, there's going to be somebody listening that knows the person that you're talking about. And what we're hoping is you call them up and you go, hey, I don't know if you were listening to the Burt Show this morning, but Valerie was on. Did you guys have some weirdness back in the day? Because she apologized on the radio this morning. And they'll say, yeah, that did happen. And then we get the two of you guys back together. Everything's fine.
Right.
You apologize without really ever apologizing.
I like it.
Hey, Valerie.
Hey, guys. Congratulations, Jeff.
He just walked out of the studio.
Oh.
Yeah, he's already being a diva about it.
So what's up, Valerie? Who do you not need to apologize to that you're apologizing to?
Well, his name is Manuel Baca. He lives in Los Alamos, New Mexico. And when we were in high school, we were all in a talent show, and he was singing a Journey song with two girls. And at the last minute, we conspired and kicked him out of the song the day of the talent show, like 15 minutes before they were supposed to go on, and I took his place. And I didn't realize later that we connected on Facebook that he is just this huge Journey fan, wants to sing lead singer with Journey, and how much it had an impact on him. So I just wanted to apologize to him 27 years later.
Aww. Do you know why? I mean, I'm just curious, what was the reason to kick him out?
There was no reason. We thought we would do better, the three of us.
You're just closer as three girls.
And I mean, it was a totally selfish move on your part.
It was horribly selfish. I mean, much older now, looking back on it, it's ironic that you're doing this because I have been thinking about this every single day since we connected on Facebook, like a year and a half ago.
So why haven't you, I mean, because it's a pretty safe forum, Facebook. Why haven't you just Facebooked him and said, hey, I just want to say I'm sorry?
I'm just so embarrassed. It was just such a stupid thing to do, and I guess I'm just really embarrassed, and I just haven't done it. I think about it, but it's like I get on, and it's just, you know, it's so embarrassing.
You know what we may have to do with this one, because it is New Mexico, and if we don't hear back from him, is we may just send, like, this segment in an MP3 anonymously to him.
Oh, that would be great.
Are you upset?
I am. I feel really bad about it. You know, when you grow up and you become mature and a much more sensitive person and understanding of people's emotional needs. I mean, in high school, I was just incredibly selfish and self-centered, and I'm a totally different person now, so it just kind of has this huge impact on me, like, daily, that
really?
I actually did that to somebody.
Well, now that you've watched Glee.
It was important to him. Yeah. I didn't realize at the moment how important that moment was to him.
I wonder if we ever did get in touch with this guy 26 years later, if he even thinks twice about it now. Like, this may be such a big issue because it's went so against your character as an adult that he may not even be thinking about it.
I wonder, because he made comments on Facebook. I think he just may remember.
Really?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
I do. Oh,
what was the song? Do you remember?
I think it was Don't Stop Believing.
Well, that's great. He just ripped his heart out, made him stop.
She was badly enough
Thanks,
about
guys.
It.
I feel so much better now.
All right, Valerie, let me put you on hold. If we hear from him, we'll somehow reunite you guys, or we will get this
Sounds
into his
good.
Hands so he knows how apologetic you are.
Sounds good. I love you guys.
Thank you. Hold on.
Take care.
All right, so that's really apologizing without apologizing right to him. She even said, look, I've been on Facebook, and I'd like to do it, but I just haven't been able to. She just did it.
Mm-hmm.
So she gets credit if we send this to him.
Yes.
Hey, Michelle, you're on The Voice Disguiser.
Hi, guys. Just want to say I love the show.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I would like to first of all say that you guys are going to be the first people that I've ever told this to.
Okay. Well,
now
so
you have our
kind
attention.
Kind of getting it off my chest as well as apologizing.
Okay.
I was dating someone, and I've been dating them for about 5 years, and I started going to school. And I met this guy at my school, and we started out studying together and just hanging out a little bit. And my boyfriend and I separated for a minute, for about 3 months, I would say, and me and this guy hung out. But I never let him know very much about me. Like, I never let him know where I lived or pretty much nothing, just, like, my phone number, and we would talk on Facebook. And we all went to this party one night, and I took him to this party, and he was super jealous of everyone that I was around, girls and guys. And when we got back home, I just completely stopped talking to him. And he wrote me several messages, and it just broke his heart in half. And I am back together with my boyfriend now, and everything is good. But I am very upset. It is not in my character to do this to someone. And his name is Michael, and I would just like to apologize for that. For breaking his heart and not being able to apologize in person like I should have.
And he lives here in Atlanta?
He does.
Well, I think we need a first and a last name just so we for sure can, you know, so somebody will look him up.
But she's on The Voice Disguiser.
But the only way to get the apology to him is if people know who he is.
Yeah, but she's using a fake name. And
right. I'm just afraid if I use the entire name, like if this was to come about, I'm back with my boyfriend now, and if he was to ever find out about this, then it would probably ruin everything for me. So
you know
your
what?
Boyfriend doesn't, let me just clarify real quick. Your boyfriend doesn't know that you dated somebody else while you guys were on a break.
He does not.
Okay.
And
so
that I would like to apologize for, too.
So
but
here's
now
a,
he does not.
All right, here's what we need to do then.
Okay.
We got to put you on hold.
Okay.
You got to come clean with Joanna and tell her your boyfriend's first and last, or the guy that you were dating's first and last name.
Mm-hmm.
Then we need to call him.
Okay.
We'll never put him. We'll put him on The Voice Disguiser. We'll give him a fake name going forward.
Okay.
And then we will pass along the apology.
Okay.
And we'll see how he reacts to it.
Okay. Thank you, guys.
That might work only if that guy doesn't know your boyfriend.
Right.
Does he know your boyfriend?
No.
Okay.
Okay.
So
okay.
Be
then that'll
there.
Work.
All right.
Hey, there's no connection. Thank
perfect.
You, guys.
All right, Michelle. Don't go anywhere. I'm gonna put you on hold. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. We can make that one work. And Carrie, good morning. You are on Q100. Hi.
Hi, how you guys doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm okay. I apologize.
Okay.
What'd you do?
I'm calling to apologize to my mother, and I really hope she's listening. I feel bad. She doesn't know, but I guess I'll just go right into it. About 6 years ago, she and my dad divorced, and I was really upset about it, and, you know, I didn't blame, I kind of blamed both of them, you know, but 2 years ago, my mom started dating somebody, and, like, that kind of really drove me crazy. I'll admit that he was of a different race,
okay.
And that didn't, you know, thrill me,
mm-hmm.
But at one point, it kind of got, like, it kind of escalated, and I pulled him aside one night, and I said, you know, this is not going to work out between you guys. I don't feel comfortable about this. I kind of just went off. And he broke up with my mother, and the mother hasn't dated anybody since.
Oh,
she's not happy. She is not happy.
And she didn't know that you pulled him aside.
No, she doesn't know. And I feel awful.
So he made up some excuse to her on why it wasn't going to work out, but the truth was he just didn't want to have to deal with you?
I mean, I don't know what he said to her, but I know that she was devastated.
Wow. Aww. And how long ago was this?
This was about 2 years ago.
Ooh.
That's pretty
who else?
Rough.
Who made that noise? Burton, who else?
Melissa,
that'd be me.
Ooh. Oh, that sucks. So, and you've never come clean to your mom about it?
No, I just feel so awful. And I couldn't say it to her face, you know. I had to call because it's just, I mean, I hadn't said it to anybody. And it just made me feel awful. I mean, the whole, you know, like, he's a different race, and at the time, I guess I was just really ignorant and sort of just upset and really, really hurt about the divorce. And so, like, I was looking for some reason to really, like, kind of focus in and not dislike him. And now I really see that I was so wrong and that I should, my mother's happiness is number one, and I should be supportive of anybody she dates, you know.
So, is your hope that somehow she hears the apology and then would reconnect with him?
I hope she hears the apology. I mean, if they were to reconnect and it were to work out again, I mean, that's great. I just want her to meet somebody. I want her to be happy. And I want her to know that her being happy with anybody would make me happy.
Shouldn't you call him
and apologize?
He just, years ago, he could have moved on.
Mm-hmm. Do we say her? I'm sorry.
I could call him and apologize. I'm terrified.
So who are you really apologizing to here? Are you apologizing to him or are you apologizing to your mom?
I guess I'm apologizing to both of them. I mean, I feel terrible that I did it, and I feel terrible that my mom is unhappy. But I also feel bad that I kind of, you know, told this guy that he couldn't do something that obviously it was making both of them happy. It's none of my business.
So what do we do in a situation like this?
Do
we go with first names here? Because, I mean, eventually this has got to get back. What we're hoping here is it gets back to your mom and her ex.
Or him, yeah.
It's a little generic right now.
We could do the same thing we're doing with the other one. Call the mom.
First names, I don't know.
And try to figure out how to get in touch with the ex and apologize to both of them off the air and then play back their reaction for you or at least tell you how it went.
Yes.
Ooh, that's going to be uncomfortable.
That's tricky.
Don't you think, though, as soon as we talk to the mom or the ex, their next phone call is going to be directly to her?
Yes.
And not through the radio station?
But at least it'll give her some kind of buffer.
Yeah.
Still going to be awkward and uncomfortable regardless.
But she's coming clean. You know, she's taking responsibility.
That's why we call it the coward's apology. Yeah. It's not actually to the person. It's to us.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Carrie, let me put you on hold, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, hold on. Okay, so if those people don't hear directly, then we'll take matters into our own hands, and we'll apologize for them.
Wow.
And see what the reaction is.
Okay.
Do you get any kind of credit, though? I mean, at least it opens the doors.
I think coming clean is better than not.
Yeah.
Even if it's not to the person directly.
Yeah, I think it's something. It's something. It's better than holding that secret, because that's, sabotaging mom.
And she still hasn't found a guy since.
Oh. 2 years.
That one will hurt.
The Bird Show.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. Forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba has been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/Scorecard Plus for details.
Hey, The Burt Show.
So I posed the question yesterday on Facebook and on Twitter. If we were going to get real celebrities to play us in Jeff's TV show that he is pitching this weekend in L.A., who would they be? It's an emotional roller coaster of answers.
I saw this yesterday, and why is it an emotional roller coaster of answers?
Some you'll be flattered by, others you're going to be, oof.
Oh, no.
Oh, so people told you who should play us?
Yes.
Oh, great.
Funny.
All right, reset what you're doing out in L.A. this weekend, because this is a pretty cool thing that Jeff's doing.
I just have one meeting with a couple people who, years ago, I had some ideas for TV shows, and it was a big list of ideas, and I sent it to some people who had connections in L.A., and the way television moves, it's very slowly. So just a few months ago, those ideas started to turn into reality. And then this weekend, on Friday, actually, I'll be spending some time with people in Los Angeles, and it's going to be brainstorming a couple of those ideas that they have selected that may actually have legs to see if they could eventually turn into scripts and then pilots and then TV shows.
It's pretty cool.
It's really cool.
So by the end of the weekend, you know, Jeff may be like a creator of a TV show.
It's rad.
Pretty cool.
I'm a creator, and if not, I'm going to make myself a fancy blog.
Nice. You'll at least get that out of it, right? So one of the shows that Jeff was considering pitching loosely, would be based on things that happened here at Q100 on the morning show, right?
Yeah, probably you just said too much, so let's...
Okay.
There is
what you told us yesterday, though. You said one was based on radio.
Very loosely based on, let's say, a fictional radio show that has 5 participants on it, 3 females, 2 males. And, okay. Well, 3 females and 1.5 males.
But we'd have to run one of those scrollers at the end that say, if these characters in any way resemble real life, it's BS.
Right, like they do at the end of every episode of Law and Order. Where,
or the beginning of every book.
Yeah. So I mentioned that yesterday. I said, and you know, one of them's radio-based, and I think Burt was the one who said, or somebody shouted out, you know, like, I want George Clooney to play me. That was actually me who shouted that out.
I'm sure. It might have just been in your head.
Right. But like as soon as I said that there might be a radio association with it, somebody said, yelled out who they wanted to play them in the show. So I think that's what gave you the idea to let the listeners cast all of us. Fascinating.
So here would be some of the potential celebrities in Hollywood that could be cast in our TV show or as us in the TV show.
Did they explain why or just send names?
I didn't ask for an explanation.
Okay.
And it's a little tough to do when you've got 140 characters. Anyway. Yeah. So for me, Steve Carell was the one that came up more than any other.
That was good. That's physical resemblance there.
Didn't bother me. Ben Stiller. I was okay with that.
Yeah,
that's cool.
That's a good one.
That's a really good one.
Kevin Connolly from Entourage.
E?
I think it's a stature thing more than anything else. You're looking for actors that are short, small
guy.
And stuff. So you got Kevin Connolly in there. So I was feeling pretty good about things, right? Rob Dedrick was in there.
But all Hollywood people are short, so you'd be fine. Anybody could play you. Tom Cruise.
Then came the real complimenting ones, like any one of the Oompa Loompas.
Oh.
That was fun.
Oh, no.
Vern Troyer was suggested more than once also.
Oh,
that's nice.
But Owen Wilson and Jason Biggs were thrown in there as well.
That's good.
Those ones are awesome.
And this one made sense to me. Will Smith was suggested for me.
I could definitely see the resemblance there.
I get that all the time when I'm in L.A.
Don't people stop you in the mall?
Constantly.
That's what I thought.
I would lobby for Owen Wilson, because if Owen Wilson played you in a movie and then people met you in real life, they would say, oh my God, your news isn't screwed up at all. Because the bar would be set. If you set the illusion to be the Owen Wilson
nose. At least my nose doesn't look like his.
Yeah. His thing's like an Olympic ski course.
Jen, there are none that are offensive on your list at all. All complimentary. Okay. It goes from Amy Smart to Jennifer Aniston.
Wow.
Kate Hudson. Portia de Rossi, wow. Reese Witherspoon, Julia Roberts, and the one that came up more than all others was Renee Zellweger.
Yeah, I get that sometimes, even in person, because I have really tiny eyes, mm-hmm. and so does she. So when we smile, they kind of disappear. But I think that's a compliment. I think she's really
those
pretty.
Are always great.
There's nothing on that list right there that you should be. There are no Oompa Loompa references
that's
on your
good.
List. The bar is set different. For Melissa, who is not in here right now, she's on 11 Alive. Melissa Etheridge, I think because of the lesbian tie-in yeah. there. Jodie Foster.
Again, because of the lesbian tie-in.
Mm-hmm. Anna Faris.
Who's Anna Faris?
Oh, that's a good one. She was on all those movies that are like parody movies. And it was on The House Bunny. She's got blonde hair.
She's one of those.
She's pretty,
women,
right?
She's pretty.
She's really
she's
cute.
Yeah. Tina Fey.
Oh, that's a good one.
Ellen DeGeneres.
I think Owen Wilson could pay Melissa.
Helen Hunt.
Helen Hunt's a good
I
one.
Can see that one.
Chelsea Handler.
That's awesome.
Janine Garofalo and Wanda Sykes.
Oh, okay. I'm sure she gets that all the time.
The Wanda Sykes one?
Yeah.
It's like you with Will Smith.
Uh-huh. For Wendy, Drew Barrymore.
I like that one.
Amanda Bynes.
Oh, I love her. Yes, please.
She's really cute.
She's cute. Actually, that's a great fit.
I thought that was the best one for
awesome.
You.
That is a great idea.
Lindsay Lohan. Audrina Patridge.
Ooh, that's a good one. Hot. She's on Hills.
Yeah, these are all pretty complimentary.
The second incarnation of Heidi Montag, or the first incarnation of Heidi Montag.
Britney Spears.
Oh, that was awesome.
I mean, these are increasingly impressive. Carrie Russell, cutie. Megan Fox.
Really?
Megan Fox.
I'll take
nice.
It.
Nice.
And now that you're feeling
very
good
nice.
About yourself, Snooki.
Oh, cute. You know what? I would love her to play me because I think she's hilarious.
That's funny.
And Jeff, Chris Farley.
Yeah, of course.
That one's going to be a little difficult to take care of.
Yeah.
Good suggestion. John Candy would be another one. It's going to be a little tough.
A little difficult.
Dead people.
Ricky Gervais.
But funny.
Ricky Gervais, yeah.
I could see that. Vince Vaughn.
It's probably like the English accent.
Yeah,
because you're really,
Ricky.
You're really
Queen's
good at
English.
The British accent.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Seth Rogen.
Okay.
Zach Galifianakis. I wasn't
especially
sure if you'd
when
be,
you let man, your beard grow out.
If you'd yeah. be complimented yeah. by that or not, because he's a really funny dude.
He's so funny.
He's a funny guy, but he does have crazy man beard.
Yes.
Yeah, I like him, though.
Jack Black.
Huh.
Okay.
And Kevin James.
That's a good one,
Kevin James is awesome. I like
that anything
too.
There that you can wrap your arms around, really?
Yeah, either Tom Cruise or Jeremy Piven.
Yeah, they weren't suggested.
Yeah, they were. You're not seeing them right now, but they were there.
I'll check back on Facebook later on
thank
today,
you.
And I have a feeling that will be suggested a couple times by one Jeff Dahl. All right, so the bottom line here really is Jeff is going out to
that's
L.A.
Right.
This is really pretty exciting stuff. He's pitching a couple of TV shows that some producers are taking seriously.
Definitely.
Yeah, it's a slow-moving process, and I told Bert a little more about it after the show yesterday that, you know, they... It's just to be, if nothing comes of this, nothing's going to come of it immediately, but if nothing comes of it ever, it's still really cool that I'm going to be sitting in a room with people who are writers and creative types. And, you know, even if they laugh me out of there and go, oh my God, what a waste of time and what a waste of a plane ticket for this guy. It doesn't matter because
you
still
got
the experience.
Yeah.
That's neat.
Absolutely.
So Monday hopefully comes back with a couple of TV deals.
The Bert Show.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.